Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about identifying and coping with heat stress in cattle. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Brandy Karish, Mississippi State University Extension Service Beef Cattle Specialist. Brandy, why should beef cattle producers be concerned about heat stress in their herds?
Well, Amy, as we enter these summer months and we see temperatures and humidity on the rise, we often are more concerned with increasing our air conditioning in our own houses for ourselves. But we also need to think about taking care of our cattle and the effects that heat and humidity can have on them. There's been some previous estimates that have shown that heat stress alone costs the beef industry $370 million in economic losses. Heat stress can affect growth, milk, reproduction, and carcass rates. Particularly in Mississippi, the high heat in combination with the high humidity can cause some problems.
What are the concerns that producers should have with growing cattle in this heat?
Well, Amy, one of the things that producers with growing cattle have to consider is the negative effect that heat stress has on those calves' intake. If we think about what we like to do in the summer months, most of us don't like to eat in the heat of the day, and cattle are the same way. You've likely observed a reduced feed intake during the hot summer months, and this in turn results in fewer nutrients getting into those growing calves, and that's going to impact gains for the stalker producer or the heifer developer who's trying to grow those cattle out and might not reach that final projected weight by the end of those summer months.
So what are some signs of heat stress that we have to look for?
The first thing that producers will probably notice is just simply an increase in breathing rate. As the heat stress progresses, particularly if cattle don't have a way to alleviate that, you might see some panting or some slobbering. In extreme cases, if we don't do anything to alleviate that heat stress, those cattle might go down and simply not get back up again. Whenever we start observing those first signs of heat stress, it's really important that we do whatever we can to try to alleviate that stress.
And tell me about the steps that we must take to reduce heat stress.
Well, there are a few simple things that might already be in place on your former ranch. One simple thing is just simply not transporting cattle in the heat of the day, or not handling or processing cattle during the heat of the day. If cattle must be worked or cattle must be moved during those hot summer months, it's best to plan the travel or the cattle working during the early morning or the late evenings during those cooler portions of the day. And it's really important that whenever those cattle are handled at any point in time during the day, that we use those low stress techniques. If we're hauling cattle and they must be hauled during the heat of the day, it's really important that we don't stop and leave them on that trailer because it can get really hot there. Another really important thing to consider is that those cattle always have a fresh, clean source of cool drinking water. Water is really important for combating heat stress. And this source is even more important as temperatures and humidity continue to rise. One thing to consider during the summer months is to be sure that your water source is large enough and provides enough water flow to accommodate all of the cattle that you have in that pasture that are going to be drinking all at one time. Another obvious thing that we might often take for granted is shade. I know Dr. Parrish recently discussed the importance of shade. I'll just reiterate, shade is really important. It serves to reduce that thermal load, particularly those black cattle. That black hide will absorb that heat a good bit, so it's important that we provide shade by trees, buildings, or even portable shade structures.
Any closing thoughts?
Well, Amy, it's really important for producers to develop a plan and to consider the impacts of heat stress on their herd before the temperatures start to get too high. It's important to consider lots of options for mitigating that heat stress, and hopefully by considering those options and having that plan in place, they'll be able to reduce those production losses before temperatures become too excessive.
For more information, where can we go?
As always, if they want more information, they can visit our beef cattle website at msucares.com/livestock/beef.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Brandy Karish, beef cattle specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.